Something on AMC called The Walking Dead and Talking Dead, but we're live.
That is very true. And taking a look at District 83 and Bad Axe here, the two games you'll hear on Monday, tipping off at 6 p.m., USA and Ubley face off on Monday from Bad Axe. And then the second game that night, Lakers and Harbor Beach face off, roughly 7:30 p.m. We're projecting that game to start. And what's interesting enough is Harbor Beach and Lakers, their game was canceled this past Tuesday, which was supposed to be senior night for Harbor Beach. That game will not be made up. That'd be the third time that they would be playing in the same season, but we'll only see them twice, and we'll actually be calling that game on Monday at roughly 7:30.
Smart move to go ahead and cancel the game. After all, that's the first opponent in districts, and you don't want to play them like last game of the season. How much can you really hide? This way, it puts a little gamesmanship into it and a little bit more fun for that Monday night tilt.
Cassidy and Bad Axe both received byes in the district pairings. They will play on Wednesday. Cassidy plays the winner of USA and Ubley, and Bad Axe plays the winner of Harbor Beach and Lakers. And if all the projections go as they're supposed to go or as they're projected to go, Harbor Beach and Bad Axe on Wednesday, that is going to be one great game.
I'm sure in the upper bracket, Ubley has something to say about that. You look at their home and away records, and actually almost seems like they like playing away. So you never can tell. So USA heads up for a upset alert. As far as Cass City, yeah, I think they'd like to take a breather and see who they're going to get next.
Cass City is a very dangerous team. We've been saying all season long, there's a lot of talent on that team. We saw them beat Lakers at Lakers just last week. This is a team that could do some damage if they get hot.
If they put it together like they did against Lakers, and they can go ahead and build the momentum, I think they can be formidable because they do have the talent. They're a fun team to watch. It could be a matchup situation that might give, let's say, the favorite USA a little bit of fits. But what if Ubley shows up? Same thing.
Well, of course, whoever one of these six teams, whoever wins that district on Saturday at 4 p.m., they go on to play regionals in Reese, Michigan. I never have good vibes in that gym, whatever reason. It seems like Reese always kills everyone in that gym. But that's the winner of District 83 takes on the winner of District 84 in the semifinals. And in District 84, we have New Lothrop against Vassar, Reese, and Montrose Hill McCloy. Mayville and Millington both drew byes. So Mayville takes on the winner of New Lothrop and Vassar. On the other side of the bracket, Millington takes on the winner of Reese and Montrose Hill McCloy.
When it all comes down to it, though, who's going to emerge from this particular district?
Don't say Mayville.
That joke has been running around too far, but you kind of got to give a little bit of a nod to Millington. You know, they've had a really fantastic season. I haven't had a chance to watch them this year, but just by all accounts, you know, they've got their act together and they'll probably emerge. The only team from the district that we're covering, District 83, that really loves to play on the Reese floor is probably Bad Axe. What do you think of that?
That's very true. Well, they took out Reese, 70-45 to clinch it.
Exactly. Wasn't even close.
That's a huge score.
And we're talking about, you know, they went in there and just beat a very talented, very strong Reese program. Not in a million years would I have ever predicted that. In fact, I think the prognosticator in me last week or a couple weeks ago said, you know, it's just not going to happen. And, of course, they proved me wrong, and I'm happy for them.
Prognosticator. How many points is that worth in Scrabble?
I don't know.
I'll have to look that up. Well, we're going to take a quick break here. It's Parents Night in Sandusky, Michigan, as they are introducing the varsity squad right now of all the parents, whether it be JV or varsity or the cheerleaders even here in Sandusky High School. As the Harbor Beach JV took out the Sandusky JV 45-43 in the last seconds of the fourth quarter. When we return, we'll take a look at the Harbor Beach Pirates and the Sandusky Redskins on the WLEW Sports Network, your hardwood home for high school basketball.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Hey, Ted, you don't look so good.
Haven't been sleeping very well lately. My home heating prices are outrageous this winter. I can't keep up. I've had to turn down the heat and pile on the blankets, and I just can't take it anymore.
Sounds like you need to switch to Kohler Propane, your local propane provider in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Kohler Propane offers a price protection guarantee so you can rest easy knowing your heating bill won't go over a certain price all season long. And you can sleep well knowing you're helping the community prosper by choosing a local company that services the entire Thumb area. So come on, give Kohler's Propane a toll-free call at 888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Moore Motors in Caro is where you'll find the new standard in full-size vans. Ford Transit. Transit, it fits perfectly into your business plan, from the 150 series to the 350 one-ton. Single or dual rear wheels. Transit, tested for toughness with three engine choices, including a power stroke diesel. Flexibility with three roof lines and three wheelbases. Don't take my word for it, though. See it for yourself. I'm Bill Jackson, and I'll be happy to show you the all-new, great selection of Transit vans at Moore Motors M81 in Caro.
You're listening to your hardwood home for high school hoops, the WLEW Sports Network, Harbor Beach, at Sandusky, on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com. The Parents' Night and Senior Night festivities have concluded, and now on to the warm-up for the varsity game between the GTC East champions, the Harbor Beach Pirates, and the second place in the GTC East, the Sandusky Redskins. Harbor Beach enters tonight's game at 14-4 overall and a perfect 7-0 in divisional play thus far, clinching the outright GTC East title with one more game to go. Ron Rubel's at the helm for the Pirates, a position he has held since 1993. The Pirates have been on quite this streak in recent years. Harbor Beach has won four of the last five districts, not to mention the past four divisional championships at least. Last year at this time, Harbor Beach was 14-3. This year, 14-4. On average, the Pirates have been scoring 56.9 points a game, while their defense allows 47.1. So through 18 games, the margin of victory for Harbor Beach sits at 9.8. Consistency is the definition of the Harbor Beach Pirates. They are 8-2 at home and 6-2 away. While home, the margin is 10.1. Out of their home port, Harbor Beach scores 56.1, and they give up 46.6, so only a 9.5 point advantage. But here's the crazy part. Overall, they score 56.9. At home, they score 57.6. On the road, 56.1. That's consistency, all within 1.5 points, whether you're at home overall or on the road. The same can be said with their defense, 47.1 overall, 47.5 at home, and actually the best number of all, away, 46.6. In divisional games, though, the Pirates kick it up a notch. Harbor Beach is 9-0, 5-0 at home, and 4-0 on the road. In the four road games, the average point margin sits at a flat 20 points for the Pirates, 64.5 to 44.5. Having said all of that, Harbor Beach has only one win in Sandusky since 2011. John Mooney, how do the Pirates stand up to recent squads in Harbor Beach?
Well, the first thing is to have a little bit of gamesmanship going on. When the Pirates came out for their warm-up, they warmed up right in front of their bench, which is normally what you don't do. You normally warm up to begin the game opposite of your bench. And then Sandusky just came out and basically kicked him off that side of the floor. And the it was very polite now. You know, I'm sure
it wasn't like driving a spike in the 20-yard line.
Come on now. Only a JV team would do something like that.
Well, that's right. That's for certain.
Now, I said JV team. You know, you'll see the varsity team this year.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you know, this is the second meeting, of course. Coach Ron Rubel's Harbor Beach Pirates, they are led by seniors Josh Schelke and Austin Seltz. Now, their inside presence has been solidified with the addition